Doctor Who, The Invasion of the Daleks, written by Matthew Capelfi, based on a story by Terry Nation, Part 3. 10 seconds to go. Come on, Chloe, hurry up.
Prepare to detonate.
Wait! Look at the scanner screen! Oh, it's Chloe! She made it just in time!
Cancel the order!
I obey! Detonation command cancelled!
You have been lucky this time, Doctor. London has been spared for the moment. Send a Dalek to the surface to communicate our demands to the Earth female.
I obey!
Come on, where are they?
This is a BBC Three special news update. We cross live to Alex McIntosh for the latest on the London evacuation, which is rumoured to be a result of the explosion earlier today. Alex, what's the latest?
Street by street, house by house and room by room, the evacuation of central London continues. Protesting residents have been moved in their thousands by fleets of commandeered buses, trucks, taxis and cars. Police and troops have formed a ring of steel around the danger zone, setting up barricades on every road. Traffic is in chaos. To the fury of early morning commuters, no trains have been allowed to cross Thames rail bridges into mainline stations. Air traffic control has rerouted all flights to ensure they do not fly over the area. Only one lone helicopter from the Space Research Station at Oxford is being allowed to enter the zone for purposes unknown. Police and military personnel on the scene, to a man, are refusing to comment. It is quite a spectacle, a sight of totally empty streets where nothing and nobody moves. It is as though London has died. Alex McIntosh, BBC Three News, London.
Alex McIntosh there with the latest on the London evacuation. And of course, we will endeavour to continue our coverage of the crisis with updates of the situation as more details come to hand.
There. Your ship has been dragged out of the lake, and the electronic equipment you need is being brought by helicopter from the Space Research Station at Oxford. However, it will not be delivered to you until I am reassured that the man you are holding hostage is safe and well.
The Earth female will be permitted to enter the ship and speak with him for 1 minute. I will escort her to the prisoner's cell.
Am I glad to see you? I have good news. The Daleks are going to release you the moment the work is completed. Then they will take off and everything will be all right.
Chloe, I know the Daleks of old. I managed to steal this message plate. It's vital you get this to somebody, Chloe. It lists the locations of all the bombs. Also, I've heard the Daleks talking. The bombs are radio controlled. As soon as they're safely in space, they intend to detonate them anyway. That was their plan right from the beginning. That's why they came here. If we don't stop them, London will be totally wiped out.
Here's the equipment you requested.
All equipment is satisfactory. Repair will take precisely 2 hours. You will now leave the area. The hostage will be released immediately.
Very well. Come on, Chloe. Let's go back to the camp area.
Colonel, now that we're away from the Daleks, I must pass on a message from the Doctor. He says the Daleks are going to detonate the bombs the moment they're in space. Here's a message plate the Doctor took from the Daleks. He says it gives the location of the bombs.
Very well. Let's get bomb disposal down here on the double. Ah, Andrews. Get bomb disposal on the scrambler.
Very good, sir. Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Ah, Archer, how are you? Good. Now, look, we've managed to get the location of the bombs that have been planted around the area. Get your boys down here and do your job. Got that? Good show. Okay, bye. There, Chloe, they're on their way. Now, I've got to go organise for the police to get the squad around London at top speed. You wait here and I'll fill you in on any developments.
All right, Colonel. And please, hurry. Colonel, it's been more than an hour. Surely someone would have found one by now.
Give them time, let them do their job.
Search Phase 3, Colonel. We've located the device.
You see? One down, five to go.
Party 6 reporting, we found one.
Sir, can I have a quick word with you in private?
Very well. You'll have to excuse me, Chloe. What is it?
The Cabinet have reached a decision. If all the bombs are not recovered and deactivated before the Daleks take off, we're sending in a squadron of jets. There's just the chance we can destroy their ship before they can operate their detonator.
What about the Doctor?
Can't help him.
I don't like it. He's been useful to us before. Very well, keep me posted.
Very good, sir.
Any more news, Colonel?
Two more units have reported they have located the neutron devices. There's only one more to find, and we've only got 10 minutes before the Daleks leave.
Colonel?
Major Tarrant, allow me to introduce you to Miss Chloe Richards, the Doctor's latest companion. Chloe, this is Major Tarrant, the head of the Bomb Disposal Squad. Sergeant Archer works directly below him. Now, Major, what's your assessment of these bombs?
Well, they're made from a metal I haven't come across before. They have a strong magnetic field and will attach themselves to any other metal. If they are neutronic devices, then, well, they could be the explosive equivalent of around half a megaton, minimum.
Ah, save the lecture, we don't have the time for it. Just get them defused.
Can't do it. There's no way to get inside the things. From what we can see in the scan, there's a mechanism inside, which means any attempt to pierce the casing will set them off.
We've got the last device. Sorry we couldn't report it, sir. Our radio was on the blink.
5 minutes. We don't even have time to get them out into open country. There's only one option left. Order the jets to attack. The Dalek ship must be destroyed. Stop her!
Sorry, sir. She was too quick for us. She seems to be heading for the Dalek ship, and she's carrying the neutron bombs. Do you still want the jets to go in?
It means a death sentence for Chloe and the Doctor. But if Daleks escape, then all of London is in danger. Yes, do it.
Something is jamming our signals.
Use the telephone link.
There's no connection, sir.
The Daleks must have power restored on their ship. They're jamming all our communication systems. Then that's it. We've failed.
Oh, shame. What are you doing? You promised you'd let the Doctor go.
Very well. The Doctor may be released.
Come on, Doctor.
Let's get away from here.
Hold on. There's something I've got to do first. There. Let's go.
Damn it. The Daleks will be out of Earth's atmosphere in a minute. London only has seconds to live. If only there was something we could do to stop them.
So the Doctor thought he had outsmarted me. He may have survived this encounter, but that was all part of my plan. He will now see the might of Dalek technology. We will now destroy his beloved London, and he will die in the explosion. Prepare to detonate on my command.
I obey.
Activate the countdown. Set the timer for 15 seconds.
I obey.
When did you think of it?
When the explosives expert said the bombs were magnetic, it just seemed like a good idea to stick them onto the side of a Dalek spaceship.
Well, what happens now, Doctor?
Somehow I don't think this is the end of Davros. Each time I think he's destroyed, he somehow manages to resurface, waging war with his Daleks on the entire universe. He'll be back, and he'll hate me even more. Well, that little disaster driver, I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting you yet, Colonel Trent.
Yes, I took over from Colonel Crichton a few years back. He said to watch out for you. He didn't take too kindly to you, you know.
I was a different person then.
Sir, here's the final report on the incident. I just finished typing it myself.
Thank you, Bambera. Dismissed. You know, Doctor, I think she'll go far. She's a good captain.
Oh, I don't know. She might be aiming at the top.
Doctor, what are we going to do now?
Do what we've been meaning to do since that jazz session.
That is?
Head back to the TARDIS.
Thank you very much for your help, Chloe.
Goodbye, Colonel. Perhaps we might meet again sometime.
I hope so.
Doctor Who, The Invasion of the Daleks, written by Matthew Capelke, based on a story by Terry Nation, part 3 of 3, starring Matthew Capelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards and Captain Bambera, David Chodra as a soldier, Mark Jones as a soldier and Major Tarrant, David Hutchinson as the Daleks and Davros, Jeff Kelly as Alex McIntosh, Scott Marshall as Colonel Trent, and Vitol Tietz as Lieutenant Andrews, the radio announcer, and the Air Force man. Production, additional script by David Hutchinson, Vitol Tietz, and Scott Marshall. Recording arranged by Matthew Capelke. Title music by Ron Grainer, arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music by Malcolm Clark. Editing and special sound by Matthew Capelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Capelke. Adaptation copyright 1998, Back to Reality Productions.